off, I want to remind you what we spoke last week, and God keeps bringing this up for me to share, and it's out of Romans 1. You don't have to go there. It says, "For I long to see you, I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." That's why we're here. We're going to join our faith with yours so that we can see the power of God manifest. You know, Smith Wigglesworth shares of a time, and it's one of my favorite stories, that he went to go visit a very old lady. She was in her 90s. And she was lying on the bed, and what had happened was she had broken her hip. And the doctors had put it in a cast for 3 months. But because of her age, the bones wouldn't knit. And when they took the cast off, she fell and she broke it again. And she was lying in a bed, and Smith came to see her, and he said, "You know, well, what about you now?" And she looked up and she said, "You know, they won't knit. I'm too old. The doctor says the bones won't fuse back together." And he said, "Can you believe God?" And she made an interesting statement. She said, "You know, when I heard you were in Belfast," which is where she is, she said, "my faith quickened." She didn't have the faith to get herself healed, but her faith was moved when she realized Smith was nearby, because she knew he had some faith. He said, "So if I pray for you, will you believe?" And she said, "You pray and I'll believe." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately the bones were fused together, and she lived a whole long time after that. But you see, we don't always have to have the faith to get what we need done. That's what God set this up for. That's why Paul would go visit, so that the mutual faith, both of you and I, would comfort one another. You know, several years ago, it was back when my drummer son there was real little, I had a very bad back problem. And I'm one of those women that enjoy doing housework. But I would start to clean house, and my back would start to hurt, and it would get to the point where I couldn't walk anymore. And being kind of persistent like I was, you know, that last load of towels coming out of the laundry, I mean, you just don't want to leave them there. And I would pull them out of the dryer, fold them, lay them on my lap, and scoot myself into the bathroom just so I could finish. It was extremely painful. And then one day, Doyle, and I've only seen him do this twice, and once was this time, he said, "I want to pray for people with back problems." Well, I was the first one up there, I believe. I was either the first or second. And I explained to him a little bit of what was going on, and he said, "I want you to sit in a chair." He said, "Back your, you know, put your back up against the chair." And he grabbed both my feet, and he said, "You have 1 foot shorter than the other." My first thought was, "Oh, God, it's those preachers I used to watch on TV that would say, you know, oh, their hands are not the same, and, you know, some miracle. Oh, now they're the same." I mean, that's what my first thought was. Oh, Jesus, I don't want to be part of this. But Doyle started praying, and he started thanking God. And all of a sudden, my hip went numb. My right hip went numb. In fact, it started to tingle so much, I started to giggle. It tingled. And after a couple seconds, I felt that bone grow. And I felt it grow about 3/4 of an inch. I have never had the power of God do me that way ever before. I must say, God got my attention. I didn't have the faith to do that, but the faith was there, and I joined my faith with his, and we got the problem solved. I've never had that kind of a backache again. If you will turn to Acts 14, I want to show you another example of this. And this is Paul, and he's in Lystra. And it's Acts 14:8. It says, "And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, and who steadfastly beholding him. This is Paul looking at the gentleman, and perceiving he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on that feet." And he leaped up and walked. The man, listening to what Paul was speaking, received the faith to get healed. Paul perceived it, and the man was healed instantly. I want to encourage you today to use your faith to join with ours and watch God manifest in your life. Amen.